This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. More than a million runners and walkers, me included, have joined training programs created by Olympian Jeff Galloway. Galloway created the run-walk method, and this training method has opened up the life-changing experience of finishing a distance event to almost everyone. And Jeff is joining us live in studio today as he visits the Treasure Valley as part of the Boise Galloway program. Welcome.
Great to be here, Gemma.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm a little bit of a fan because about 16 years ago, my then boyfriend, who is now my husband, was like, you know, let's run a marathon. I was like, are you crazy? We did. And I found your book and followed this run walk method. So for people who aren't familiar with that, take us back to how you created this, because it was basically 1973, after you'd gotten back from the 1972 Olympics, you open a running store, and then you come up with this idea.
Well, it was the first running store in the United States, and there weren't enough runners to support the store, so I had to
you
do
had a problem.
Something to bring them in. And the things that I did were to hold training groups and to be able to explain to people how they could get in shape without aches and pains, nutrition and all these other aspects. And what I did with the Run, Walk, Run was based on teaching a beginning running class, which I was asked to do by a local university. At first, none of the 22 had done any running whatsoever.
Ever.
So I went out with all of the three groups, each group every week, and I made sure they weren't huffing and puffing. That was the first rule that we had. But at the end of the class, every one of them finished a 5 or 10K. The thing that was most significant to me, there were no injuries. And there were hardly any aches and pains among these beginners. And I realized that the strategic use of a walk break early erases the stress buildup on areas that hurt and also take away the exhaustion. So you get all the good things that come in the brain, the better attitude, the more vitality, the personal empowerment that running delivers better than anything else in life. But you don't have to hurt.
So talk to us about how this run, walk, run method actually works.
You have a short period of running followed by a walk, and you keep repeating that. And in the research that I have done, going back 2 million years, our ancient ancestors had a strategic hunting method that did this, short run, walk. And they ran down game this way. Otherwise, our ancestors mainly walked wherever they went. So run, walk, run is actually part of our history, and we're designed to do that. And quite honestly, we're not designed to run nonstop. And the mistake that a lot of people make is they try to do that to a certain point, and they fail, and they determine that they are not designed to run.
Then they say, I'm not a runner.
But what we do is we only run for 10 seconds, 15 seconds, 30 seconds, and then walk for 30 seconds.
So what I like about your program, too, is that depending upon, you know, if you have never run before, or maybe you're, you know, an intermediate runner, maybe you're just, a beginner runner, you can kind of decide, right, like how long those run-walk breaks are.
Yes, and this is based on a big database. I have now heard back from over 500,000 people who've used my method, and I've given them advice, and they've told me how it works. So this is a reality-based format here. So I sort through it every single day as to what run-walk-run strategy worked based on pace per mile. And so I can tell a veteran, a beginner, or someone who's trying to make a comeback what's going to work best for them, just based on a huge database.
Why do you think running continues to be so popular?
First of all, we have inside of us, even the most sedentary person has inside of them, the feeling that they really should get out there and at least have some semblance of shape there, because we're designed to do that, and we have that built into us by our ancient ancestors, because that's why we're here. They kept moving to find food, and they developed this sense of let's get moving out there. So once you start doing that, you receive the rewards that are extremely powerful in the mind and the spirit. And these have been documented by thousands of studies worldwide. The most amazing thing that is unexpected that started coming out in the 1990s is the mental sharpness, because running activates a very important part of the brain called the hippocampus, which is the center for learning, for memory, and for new growth of brain cells at any age, better than any other activity. So if you want to get smarter or avoid dementia, you need to look at some form of running, but you don't have to run very far.
Well, what's interesting, too, is there are those times, too, when you're running where you almost get into a zone.
Yes.
And it's like all of a sudden that run is over, or it's almost like a trance that you get into sometimes.
Absolutely. And it's based on activating the right side of the human brain. That's the creative and intuitive side. And I truly believe that that is what was activated by our ancient ancestors to keep them going on these hundreds of mile treks that they did in order to find the next food supply.
We're talking with Jeff Galloway. He is an Olympian, but also a runner who created the Run, Walk, Run method. And if you would like to meet him, he's actually going to be at the Villages at Meridian tomorrow from 5:30 to 7 p.m. So you mentioned this huff and puff. This is actually also something that you came up with in this. So talk to us about that, because it's that kind of huffing and puffing that you do when you're exercising.
Well, some people, especially those that are really into it, use heart monitors to determine this. But huffing and puffing is your natural heart monitor, because if you're starting to huff and puff, you can be guaranteed that your heart rate is going up. Respiration is directly tied to heart rate. And so the simple rule is, if you're starting to huff and puff so that you can't sing or carry on a conversation, then you really do need to take an extra walk break to reset everything. And the walk break will do that for you.
And then you can continue on.
Absolutely.
So not only is running popular, it also seems to be kind of a bucket list for many people. Like they want to run either it can be from a 5K to a marathon, right? And there are people that have done marathons who have literally never run before. Again, why is this why would you say people want to do something like this? Does it come down to accomplishment?
Yes, accomplishment, achievement, which, of course, after a certain age, people don't regularly get. And this delivers. Every long run, you feel that. And again, it's due to ancient programs up in your brain that do that. But the other thing is, there are a lot of experts now that believe that distance running is the number one way that people can demonstrate that they're still on top of what they're doing. And, you know, the achievement of finishing a half marathon gets respect from practically anybody around. And it really does so much for people. So when you see somebody go through one of our Galloway programs here in Boise, you find that they change. They change in so many positive ways. They tend to have a better attitude. They have more energy to do things. They're no longer sharp with their kids after they're tired, because they're not as tired in the afternoon. And then they're able to do other things as they unlock those brain areas that I was talking about through the hippocampus.
And we should say, I mean, it's there's more to it than just run a little bit, then walk, then run. I mean, you even go into detail. I mean, you've written a couple of books, where you give training programs, I mean, where you can follow them, day by day. But beyond that, you also talk about this idea of when you are in that race, like let's take that half marathon, that you need to run that first mile very, very slow. That took me a very long time to do. It took me a couple of half marathons. But when I actually did it, I got the best time ever. And is that the and you talk about this because you don't use energy if you really hold back. And it's counterintuitive.
It is counterintuitive, but it's really symbolic for the way that we do throughout the day. If we start out our day and we use too much of our resource, mental, physical, whatever, then by the end of the day, guess what happens? You're wiped out, and you're really not doing it. Same thing happens in a long run. If you go out too fast, you slow down, and your overall time in a race is slower. But the best time to be strong is during the last portion, because then not only do you have a faster time, but you're passing lots of people. And there's nothing more empowering in life than going out in one of these races and passing people at the end.
Oh, so I'm going to play the devil's advocate here for a minute, because when I first did one of your training programs, there were a couple of folks that said, that's not really running if you're taking a walk break. What do you say to people who don't necessarily buy into this idea of those walk breaks, in particular when you're running a race?
Well, you know, having been an Olympian.
Right. Well, I mean, there's that.
I know that even Olympians in their training and so forth take walk breaks. I've talked to quite a few elite African athletes, and almost every one of them on long runs takes walk breaks. So, but the whole thing about someone coming back and saying, no, this is the only way to do it, is that that's totally bogus with distance running, because the beauty of distance running is each one of us is the captain of our running ship. And that's what makes distance running so great. So that person, I would say, you know, you have every right to say that I'm not going to take walk breaks because I don't believe in that. But you have absolutely no right to tell anyone else, because each one of us is the captain of our ship.
What's it like to be here in the Treasure Valley, where there is such a huge running culture?
It is. And I started coming here in the late 70s, and I have seen the change. It is wonderful to see this. And everywhere I go in this area, I will talk to somebody about running, and they'll say, oh, yeah, either they do it or
they know somebody
members
that does it. Yeah. I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come in and talk with us. We've been talking with Olympian and runner Jeff Galloway. You can meet Jeff at the Villages at Meridian tomorrow from 5:30 to 7 p.m.
Actually, that's tonight.
Oh, is it tonight?
Yes.
Well, I got my dates wrong.
At
so
Fleet
tonight.
Feet? Yep.
Okay, at Fleet
that's
Feet
right.
Tonight. Thank you for the correction, because people are going to show up tomorrow wondering where you are.
I also got a great running school tomorrow.
Okay, so people can find that out too.
Yes.
And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters today. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. And it is Tuesday. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.